It's time for Local Real Estate Today, a weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
It's Friday, and that means Kyle Bailey with our local real estate expert, Mary Gilbert from Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, and the Mary Gilbert Group, because it's Mary Gilbert. Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
Well, talk about the fact that we are about ready to transition to the next season. And sometimes people start to ask, all right, if we didn't get the place sold during the spring or summer, did we just miss our best opportunity?
Well, not necessarily. So fall doesn't automatically mean a higher sales price, but it can create opportunities. So the real question is what you actually walk away with after we factor in timing, competition, carrying costs, and other terms of the offer.
So we'll get into that in a bit. Let's talk, though, about what happened in the county this week.
Yeah, so comparing the week ending September 10th with September 3rd, new listings stayed pretty steady. We had 43 this week compared with 41 last week.
And what about buyer activity?
Yeah, that slowed a little bit. So we had 33 pending sales this week compared with 42 last week. So 9 fewer homes went pending. Closings also dipped with 44 last week compared to 29 this week.
And what about homes that came back on the market and price changes?
Yeah, so both came down quite a bit this week. So back on market listings dropped from 23 last week to 9 this week. And price changes fell from 76 to 54. So those numbers are starting to look a little more normal after the spikes we've seen in the past few weeks.
So what's your takeaway?
Well, new inventory stayed steady, but other types of activity slowed week over week. Sellers need to pay close attention to how buyers are responding to their home and their price. And buyers should keep watching because new choices are still coming onto the market every week.
Which leads us right into today's topic. When activity starts shifting into fall, some sellers think they should just wait until spring.
Yeah, we're hearing that quite a bit, and that can be an expensive assumption. So the better question isn't, is spring the best season? It's which choice leaves me the best financial position. So if a seller asks me, should I sell this fall or wait until spring? I want to compare the numbers. So what could the home realistically sell for today? What will it cost them to hold on to it for another 6 months? And how much competition would they be facing if they listed now versus waiting?
So how do you compare those two choices?
Well, we start with a seller net sheet for selling now and then compare that with the cost of waiting. So maybe you think you could get $15,000 more next spring, but now subtract another 6 months of mortgage interest, property taxes, insurance, utilities, maintenance, and repairs. That expected $15,000 increase may not be $15,000 more in your pocket.
Especially if you already know you're moving.
Right. So if the move is happening either way, waiting does have a price tag. So then look at your competition. So not every home in Douglas County, but the homes a buyer would realistically compare with yours. So similar area, price range, condition, and features. So if buyers have a dozen strong alternatives, that matters. If there are only two or three homes that truly compete with yours, that matters too. So real estate isn't just about how many buyers are out there. It's also about how many good choices those buyers have.
And once a seller decides to list, where can they lose money?
Well, pricing is a big one. Sometimes sellers say, well, let's start high. We can always come down. Well, you can reduce the price later, but you can't recreate that first burst of attention when the listing is brand new. And that time period usually lasts the first 3 weeks. So if buyers see it as overpriced, they may pass and move on. Then after a reduction, we're trying to convince them to take a second look. So I'd recommend pricing from the market and create strong interest early.
And the highest price isn't always the best offer either, right?
Well, that's right, Kyle. So sellers need to take a look beyond the number at the top. So look at, is the buyer asking for closing costs or a credit? What contingencies are included? How long until closing? Do they need to sell another home first? How strong is their financing? So a $500,000 offer isn't automatically better than a $490,000 offer if the higher offer includes a large concession or much riskier terms.
So you're comparing the seller's actual net and the strength of the deal.
Exactly. So price gets the attention, but net and terms tell you exactly whether it's a good deal. Realtor.com's 2026 seller survey found that 39% of prospective sellers nationally expected they might need to take or make some type of concession compared with 30% from 2025. So that's a national statistics, not Douglas County's, but a reminder that negotiation strategy matters. Sometimes a credit makes sense. Sometimes a repair makes sense. Sometimes the right answer is to hold firm. But you need to know what each option costs you.
So is there anything sellers should change specifically because it is almost fall?
Well, presentation and access become even more important. So our daylight disappears earlier, so a home can feel very different at 5:30 than it did during a July showing. So turn those lights on, replace dim or broken bulbs, clean the windows, keep leaves off the walkway, make the entrance easy to see. And if the view is a major selling point, try to show the home while buyers can actually see it. And keep the seasonal decorating simple. You're selling the house, not the holidays.
Oh, yeah, boy, fair enough. What about access to see the homes?
A motivated buyer may only have one evening or one weekend available. So if the home is difficult to show, they may simply move on to the next one.
And so when a seller says, maybe I should just wait till spring, what do you tell them?
Well, let's run the numbers before you give away 6 months. Maybe spring really is the better strategy. Great, then we wait for a reason. But if your home can compete well today, you're already planning to move, and another 6 months of ownership will eat into your proceeds. Well, selling this fall may actually leave you with more money.
So the calendar doesn't make the decision.
Exactly. Your numbers do.
All right. So let's take a look at some of the new listings that came out of the market this week.
Yeah. So 2614 Loma Vista Drive in Roseburg. This is in Hillcrest. It's 434,000, three bedroom, two bath, 1,690 square feet on 0.51 of an acre. So it's a single level home. A primary suite with walk-in closet and walk-in shower, does have RV parking, mountain and city valley views, listed with Natalie Maddox at RE/MAX Integrity.
And it backs up to the Bailey property, not mine, but the other Bailey historic property, so you've got a lot of wide open space behind you.
Yeah, pretty much no neighbors.
Yeah, so what's next?
Yeah, so East Roseburg, 860 Northeast Ventura Street. This is $625,000. It's a five-bedroom home with 3.5 bathrooms, 3,400 square feet on 0.55 acres. You got mountain and valley views, granite kitchen. It's got guest quarters. It also has 624 square foot garage or a shop that is detached from the house. Listed with Tom Gulon at RE/MAX Integrity.
I see one pretty affordable, but with some acreage.
Yeah, so heading out to Melrose, off Old Melrose, 477 Palisade Drive in Roseburg. $599,000. It's three bedrooms, two bath, 1,940 square feet with 4.36 acres. This home was built in 2019. It's single level. It's got valley, mountain, and sunrise views, covered patio and yard, RV parking as well. Listed with Coastal Sotheby's International Realty.
And let's see about Sutherland.
Yeah, so we got an affordable one at 273 Eddy Street, $309,900. 1,046 square feet on a quarter acre lot. The standout feature is a big covered patio. You got to check it out. A generous quarter acre lot. This is listed with my partner and myself, Sabrina, at the Mary Gilbert Group and Keller Williams.
All right, let's roll through the open houses.
Yeah, so this afternoon, go ahead out to Melrose, 738 Elgarose Road from 3:30 to 5:30. This house is $1.1 million with four bedrooms, three bathrooms, over 3,500 square feet, 5.86 acres, move-in ready. And also tomorrow from noon to 2 p.m., check out 1631 Glenbrook Road in Riddle, $590,000. This is the Sears kit home. So there's not very many of them. We have had attention from people wanting a Sears kit home. So 2,900 square feet, 1.38 acres. It's got a nice modern shop and an in-ground pool.
And we've got another one.
And also tomorrow from noon to 2 p.m. at 425 Cross Creek, this is 875,000, four bedroom, 2.5 bath, 3,200 square feet, 5 acres. So this is in the gated community of Cross Creek. So check it out from noon to 2 p.m. tomorrow.
All right. We've got one Sunday, I know, as well. But if people want to get a hold of you, get connected, how do they do that?
Yes, you can always give us a call at 541-366-6080. Visit us online at marygilbert.com or stop by and see us at 2658 Northeast Stephen Street in Roseburg.
Wrapping up local real estate today, it is 9 o'clock.